Listener Production. Easter Exodus. Good morning. I'm Celeste Mitsiu. Today is the busiest day for most Australian airlines, closely followed by Easter Monday. Jetstar expects 59,000 customers to take to the skies. The most popular domestic route is Sydney to Melbourne, and internationally, it's to Bali. Chief Operating Officer Matt Franzi says there are more services and more staff, so things keep running smoothly.
Over the last year, we've listened to all of our customer feedback around our operations, and it's been great to see the ongoing improvements across our operation. In fact, we've invested across our operations from aircraft to people and to the customer journey.
While King Charles has called for more kindness in his recorded Easter message, as His Majesty and the Princess of Wales have stepped back from royal duties to undergo cancer treatment.
It is for me a great sadness that I cannot be with you all today.
China has lifted heavy tariffs on Australian wine. They were imposed 4 years ago after the relationship between Beijing and Canberra soured over human rights, national security and COVID. And AFL boss Andrew Dillon has told all clubs player well-being will remain at the forefront of their illicit drugs policy. Changes are expected to be made next year, but for now it means no sanction on the first offence. It follows wild accusations made under parliamentary privilege this week that players have been faking injuries to cover a positive drugs test. In sport, first up in the AFL, a slow start to the season, but the reigning premiers have roared back, downing the Lions by 20 points at the Gabba, 14-8, 92 to 10-12, 72. Magpie Brodie Myercheck has told Triple M the message from Fly was simple.
Just do it, really. I think do what we do best, and bringing that pressure every game and making teams fumble, and our best footy is when that's our one wood.
Well, a rare incident from veteran Scott Pendlebury may put him in MRO hot water. He was caught giving an open hand slap to the stomach of Lachie Neale late in the third quarter. Switching codes to the NRL, Penrith have extended their winning streak to 9 over the Roosters, 22-16. The son of Triple M's Mark Geyer made his debut last night. Maverick says it was epic.
So special. I was a bit nervous all week, and finally getting out in that second half, I was pumped, and the boys got a good start and just had to hold that win, and it was the best thing ever.
Well, a controversial bunker call denied Joey Manu a try in the first half. Fellow Chook Jared Wilbur-Hargraves was ruled to have obstructed Dylan Edwards from attempting a cover tackle. And we're off to Game 5 in the NBL Grand Final Series after Melbourne United outlasted the Jack Jumpers 88-86.